This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A grand jury will investigate the Denver police shooting that injured six bystanders in the city's Lodo neighborhood. Denver District Attorney Beth McCann announced today that the public's interest in the case is, quote, understandably high. Last month, three officers followed a man they suspected was carrying a gun as bars were closing in the popular nighttime district. Police say the man pointed it at officers before they shot into the crowd. They hit the suspect and six other people. Colorado teachers can afford fewer than one in five homes in the state. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on a new study.
In many Front Range and Mountain Resort communities, less than 10% of housing units are affordable for the average teacher. In the Western Slope, about a third of housing is affordable. That's despite rising teacher salaries, the Keystone Policy Center's Van Schools.
So you can't solve the housing issue just by raising teacher salary. You have to address it through housing policies.
The crisis is making it hard for school districts to recruit teachers and other school staff. The Policy Center hopes to kickstart a statewide conversation about solutions, such as school districts leveraging land and property for affordable housing. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Sending texts and email reminders to parents and guardians about the importance of keeping kids up to date on routine childhood vaccines. Since the start of the pandemic, data show a drop in kids getting those vaccines. They'll go to parents and guardians of nearly 8,400 children whose state immunization records show they're overdue. Right now in Denver, it's 68 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News at 7:06.